Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels storm.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning, Central Indiana, and good morning to all of you who listen in different parts of the country, and maybe even around the world. The Lord gives us a commission and tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We read that in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. I have with me this morning an honorable guest who has an exciting ministry planting churches globally called Advance. He is one of two pastor emerituses of the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. He has co-pastored and was senior pastor of the Indianapolis Baptist Temple for nearly 30 years. He is my friend and encouragement in the ministry and had been my boss for many years. He never stops going and doing the Lord's work throughout the earth. He has had his hand in many different ministries since he graduated Baptist Bible College in Springfield, Missouri, including being principal and administrator of the Indianapolis Baptist Schools for many years. Advance is partnering with the Indianapolis Baptist Temple to help launch Crown of Life Baptist Church. So I am pleased to welcome this morning Pastor Greg Dixon, Director of Advance, to our radio program. So Pastor Dixon, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pastor Dixon, we want to learn about Advance And will you share with us today what inspired you to launch out into this global church planting ministry?
Well, as a pastor for 38 years, I probably back in 2001, as a result of a number of events, we decided to intentionally, as a church, begin starting churches in inner city Indianapolis. And over about 15 years, the Lord enabled us to start 23 inner city churches, along with Crown of Life, which is out in the suburbs, but 24 total churches in the Indianapolis area. And so the Lord just laid on our heart to intentionally spread the gospel and to plant churches and to do something to affect our city, the city of Indianapolis that we have grown up in, lived in, we love. Indianapolis, I tell everyone, is a great place to live, great place to raise a family.
Amen.
And lots to do, whether you like sports or if you like to eat or the religious atmosphere. There are just a lot of great opportunities in Indianapolis. And so it's a large city. And because of the inner city problems, and the inner cities all across our country have various problems, the best thing that I can do as a pastor is to, and as a Christian, is to do my part in trying to help people and redeem people and give people hope. And I came to the conclusion that's through starting churches. I can't do what the government is supposed to do. I can only do what the church is supposed to do. And I believe when we establish churches and we gather people together and we disciple them, I believe the gospel makes our lives better. And so not only are we trying to fulfill the Great Commission, but we want to make our city better. And I believe when churches are in the community, it is light and salt, and that light and salt preserves and heals and helps people. So that's why we began, and it's been a great process.
How did Advance begin, and what gave you the inspiration to start Advance? What motivated you to start this particular ministry and step aside from your senior position as the pastor of the Indianapolis Baptist Temple?
Well, that was a tough decision, but it began again around 2001, 2002. And I got involved with a variety of ministries and opportunities of various sorts. Urban youth ministry, which originally was area youth ministry, feeding centers and things such as that. And so after 38 years of pastoral ministry, at the end of 2015, I resigned the church, stepped down to be the director of Advance. You say, well, where did the name Advance come from? Truthfully, my wife said, you need a name in Advance. I said, okay, I'll name it Advance. And it really has worked out well because we can use it for wherever we are in the world, whether it's Advance Africa, Advance Asia, Advance Latin America, various cities, towns. So it has worked out real well from that standpoint. And again, it began back in 2001. And so at the end of 2015, I just thought that it was best for me, it was best for the church to move on and to do some other things. And as a result, we started Advance. I became the director. And I just began developing six different initiatives that were not only inner city initiatives, but worldwide initiatives for worldwide evangelism.
What are those six initiatives?
Well, number one, we have Urban Youth Ministry of Greater Indianapolis. We go into the public schools with values-based classes. We work with at-risk kids. Anyone that wants to get involved or donate is welcome to do so. They can go to indieurbanyouth.com. And then we have three feeding centers. We feed several hundred people every month through the churches that we have begun. A third initiative is missional opportunities. We just got back from a mission trip a couple days ago from Oaxaca, Mexico. I've been going there for 11 years. And every year at this time, we take a mission trip. We do vacation Bible schools. We have medical teams. It was really an amazing week. I was there 17 days in four different states with church planting events and also this Vacation Bible School. We also have a fourth initiative, which is missional projects. And if we have any money left over at the end of the year, then we try to buy Bibles or bicycles or motorcycles for national church planters in Liberia, Africa, or wherever. And so if we have anything left over, we try to accomplish that. And the biggie, though, is church planting. That's probably the closest thing to my heart. And over about 15 years, from 2001, 2002 to 2016, we started 27, helped to start 27 churches. In 2017, another 27 churches. Then in 2018, 54 churches. And this year, we kicked off 100 churches for a total of 210. And next year, we're on target for 200 new churches January 1st, 2020 in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. And so it's just, it's an exciting time to be able to go into these third world countries, support national pastors for 1 year to help them get started. And other than maybe four, five, or six churches all around the world of those 210, every one of them have continued. Every one of them are viable. Every one of them are continuing and doing great. I was in Liberia, Africa. Back in January, we had helped start a church 6 months before in Kakata, Liberia, Africa. And I went there on a Sunday morning. Didn't know what to expect. We'd been supporting them for about 6 months. They had over 120 in attendance, and we had 20 believe on Christ that morning, and about 15 surrender to the ministry. And so stories like this can be told all around the world, and I'm just amazed wherever I go. Christ's church is flourishing. It's just amazing. Sometimes in America, we think, oh, things seem like they're dying or struggling. But in these third world countries, many of them, the gospel of Christ is flourishing and the church is flourishing. And it's just amazing to be a part of it.
Well, you were instrumental in planting the first Crown of Life Baptist Church on Washington Street that I pastored. And you sent us out back in 2001, and we really appreciate that. 8 years we were parked on East Washington Street near Sherman Ave. And today, many years later, starting out Crown of Life Baptist Church again in Hamilton County, we are your 210th church that you are helping to launch.
And let me clarify, Advance doesn't start churches. We help local churches start local churches and reproduce themselves. And so we are a facilitator. We go into these countries and we accelerate what's already taking place. I'll give you an example. We were in Uganda a year and a half ago. There's a missionary that we work with, an American missionary. He's been there 24 years and has started 12 churches, which is excellent.
It's very good.
But what we get to do, we come alongside of those missionaries, those nationals, and this year, in 1 year, we helped him start 25 new churches.
Wow.
And so we just get to facilitate and accelerate what the missionaries and the nationals are already doing. And with just a little help, a little bit of money, it goes a long way to increase what is already being accomplished.
You have a distinct mission statement and vision statement and your goals. What are those?
Well, you can go to our website, advanceglobal.net. That's advanceglobal.net. And Advance is a global alliance for biblical evangelism, and its mission is to promote an alliance of pastors, churches, and leaders for inner city renewal and world evangelism through Christian initiatives. The vision is to speak somewhere every weekend, and I do. I fly or drive somewhere every weekend, preaching churches all across the country, telling about Advance and what we're doing and promoting church planting, raising funds to finance what we are doing. My wife and I, we decided 3.5 years ago when we began Advance and church planting and the various things that we're accomplishing, we decided that we would not take a salary. We take care of ourselves and by other methods, other ways, and we give 100% of every gift, every donation, every love offering. So if I preach somewhere 52 times a year, if I'm given $1 or $1 million over that year's period, every dime goes to missions. Every dime goes to church planting. Every dime goes to these initiatives. Every dime goes to advance. And so I want people to know that if they find this intriguing, what we're doing through advance, if they want to come alongside of us, not only prayerfully, but financially, they will, what they give will be given 100%, will be used for world evangelism. And so when we go to places, we're not trying to make a living, we're just trying to make a life. And there's a difference. And so we want, we've always been givers, my wife and I, and it's just an honor and pleasure that we can give it all, if you will, because we believe in what we're doing. And it's an honor to be able to help very poor people, national church planters. They don't have anything. We support them $50 a month for 1 year to get them started. And most of them, that's a raise.
Yeah.
And so it's just amazing for a little bit of money. As far as in our economy, it's just a little bit of money to do so much and to accomplish so much. And it's just been a real privilege and honor to try to be a blessing to Christians all around the world. And so I encourage others to get involved. Go to our website and get involved with what's taking place.
I think you explained, but maybe if you can go more detail, what you're doing in Africa, Liberia, Uganda, what other countries are you or your intending to reach?
Well, over the last 3.5 years, we've gone into Africa, Asia, and Latin America. We've done some things as far as Africa is concerned, Uganda, Togo. Next year in Togo, hopefully somewhere between 25 and 30,
wow.
We're looking at, and some other areas. And it's interesting, some of those that have been in our church planning events in those countries, they're missionaries themselves, and so some of them have gone into Guinea. Some of them have gone into the Ivory Coast. You throw out the gospel seed, and it's amazing where it lands. I thought it was interesting. We were in Ganta, Liberia, 2 years ago, and there in Ganta, well, the last 2 years, but there in Ganta, there were four deaf evangelists, and we began supporting them for a year. They're going into Guinea. They're going up into the mountainous, remote areas, forgotten areas of Liberia and the Ganta area, working with the deaf people, just people that have been forgotten. And even their own culture has forgotten them. And they're going to reach them for Christ and share with them the gospel. So it just, I've just been amazed at how excited these Christians are to do God's work. And then in Asia, we've started 5 churches in Myanmar. We're getting ready next year, the Lord willing, to start 30. We've been in India. We've been in the Philippines. Then next year, I am planning a trip to Myanmar, also to Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, and there's some people there that we're trying to develop a global alliance with for world evangelism. And so we just meet people and get involved with people that have a burden like we do. And together, so much more can be accomplished. And then in Latin America, we're just in Mexico at this point in time. 2 weeks ago, I just got back 17 days in Mexico. And the first week, I was in Guanajuato, Zacatecas, San Luis Potosí, and then back to Guanajuato again. Preached at one of our church plants that we started 2 years ago. They had about 30 or 40 in attendance on a Friday night. A rainstorm came. They said it had never rained before during a service, and it flooded the church. There were holes in the ceiling, and it was amazing. But we finished somehow. Just a little bit of support there, and here they're already running 30, 40 people in Guanajuato City, which is a beautiful area. It's a gorgeous city. Third or fourth time I've been there, and known for its silver. It's a silver town, and it's a very beautiful place. And so we were there. The Lord gave us 40 new church planters while we were there in those 3 events. And then I flew to Oaxaca, Mexico a couple Tuesdays ago and met 20 others from the States. And we had a week-long mission trip. It was our 4th or 5th trip, group trip. We had 2 vacation Bible schools. We had 4 medical teams this year. We took 2 last year, 4 this year, chiropractor, dentist, ER doctor, nurse, pediatric physician assistant. They ministered to the physical needs of well over 200 people, 200 to 300 people, and they're so appreciative. No one listens to them. They don't have any kind of care for all practical purposes. And for someone to come in and just listen to them, they hug the doctors. They're so appreciative. And anybody that's listening, if you're in the medical field, we want to take 8 teams with us next year. And so the more the merrier. There in Oaxaca, we've started 50 churches over the last 3.5+ years.
Wow.
And so we have plenty of places to minister to. And we're not just there to meet physical needs, but we're there to meet physical needs so that we can meet the spiritual needs. And the great thing about it is that we can help those churches grow numerically by going in, ministering, VBSs, medical missions, and then they can follow up the pastors and get those people from the community in these small areas around Oaxaca to come to their church services. And so that's the whole goal, is church planting and recruiting people to come to the church and to reach them for Christ and to get them involved in a fellowship.
How many salvations did you have this past week?
About a dozen.
A dozen?
Around a dozen.
Understand some of the children in those churches are getting more involved in helping in the Vacation Bible School. They are growing. The teenagers are growing and really helping.
That's the cool thing about it, is that I've taken 22 trips in the last 11 years to Oaxaca. And the leadership, the teens, the young adults, you know, they were in the Vacation Bible School. They were just young kids. And now to see them grow up and to grow spiritually and now become the leaders is very, very exciting.
That is. Are you planning to go next July?
Plan on going every year to Oaxaca in the month of July, yes.
What other countries do you anticipate you'll be reaching in the next 5 years? Do you have a goal?
Oh, goodness. You know, I travel out of the country 3 times a year. I'm only one person. Plus, I have to do all the fundraising, and I have to fulfill the rest of these initiatives. The 6th initiative that I didn't mention was transitional living spaces. We provide for about 23 men. They're going through a divorce, or they are addicted, or they're coming out of prison, or they just have difficulties in life. We provide a very inexpensive place for them. We pay all the utilities, all the expenses, and we help them get back on their feet again. And so there's a lot of inner city stuff that I do here in Indianapolis that really takes up my time, especially when I'm here. So I'm gone every weekend. I'm here during the week. And then I limit my travels out of the country right now to 3 times. So in the summer, I go to Mexico for 2 weeks. In the fall, I go back to Mexico for 2 weeks. And I'll be going back in November, and we'll be going to Mexico City, Veracruz, Morales, and then down to the coast of Oaxaca for 4 events. And then I travel with a Dr. Bruce Snavely, and our wives are going to be going and doing women's ministry at the same time. He teaches church planters, pastors, through the Global Baptist Training Foundation. He gives them a semester Bible college education in 1 week. It's very thorough, very doctrinal, very fundamental, and very excellent. And so he'll be doing that while I'm traveling and doing the events. And then we'll meet on the weekend, went to the coast. And then it's going to be a night school this year, from 5 in the evening to 10 every night. And he'll be teaching. I'll be promoting church planting. And so that will be in November. And then in the winter, usually January or February, every other year, I either go to Asia or I go to Africa. And so next year, I'll be going to Asia, the Lord willing. And then the following year, I'll go back to Africa again. But we want to open up the Congo. We want to open up Rwanda. My buddy just came back from Rwanda, and they were expecting me because they thought I was coming. But we'll get there eventually, the Lord willing. And again, I'm one person, so I've tried to spread myself out as much as possible. So we go, we have events, we trust God to give us the money in order to start 200 churches next year, and we're 44 church planters away. We're at 156, 44 away, with 4 more events in November to hit that 200 mark. We take support from churches, individuals, Christians, foundations, businesses, many people support us in many ways. They can go to my website and they can give through PayPal. They can send a check to our address, where our office is. They can contact us and do an automatic transfer, bank transfer. People give in all those ways, and whatever is easiest for the individual. But if those that are listening, if what I'm saying resonates with them, pure evangelism. Yes. There would be nothing wrong, and there's nothing wrong with people, you know, taking a salary to do the things that we're doing or that they're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. We have just chosen not to. And it's if people want to get involved in 100% pure evangelism, Advance is the way to go.
As you can hear, Pastor Dixon is very busy and involved in this ministry of Advance, but also on top of all that, he's also interim pastor at a church in Georgia. So several Sundays each month, he travels to Sharpsburg, Georgia, and pastors a church down there. He's the interim pastor, helping them to get restructured, filling the pulpit of one of his best friends who passed on, went home to be with the Lord. And maybe you could just share a little bit what you're doing there.
Well, when I first started out in 2016, we just started over again, began making calls. We probably in 16, 17, and 18, probably we were in about 30 churches a year, which is not an easy task. And being a former pastor for 38 years, I'm still a pastor, but pastoring for 38 years, I can say to the pastors who are listening, it is tough getting in hold of you. It's tough getting engagements. But the Lord gave us about 30 or so those first 3 years. And then when my best friend passed away, the church asked me to come and help them. They take care of my expenses. They give me a love offering. So as a result, we can use those funds to finance churches all around the world. Committed to them through 2019. I have one Sunday a month that I go elsewhere to other churches, and then down to Sharpsburg three times a month right now. I don't know what it's going to look like in 2020, but I may still help them. Either way, I'm available for engagements. I'd love to come in, and that's our vision, is to come to churches and meet with people. And if any business leaders are listening, I'd love for you to just put a little luncheon together or a little dinner together. Invite me in and let me present to your friends, your business friends, Advance and church planning, because there are many Christian business people that would love to give to something like this. And I've learned one thing. I've had a lot of friends that are business people. I've had a lot of friends that are multimillionaires through the years. And one thing I've learned from them is that they don't really like to pay our bills. They don't like to pay for our mistakes. They want their giving to be productive. And what we're doing with Advance is productive. And 210 churches, another 200, the Lord willing, next year. And I believe there's a day that we could start 1,000 churches a year. There's plenty of people and money out there to do that. And right now, I'd like to start 100 churches in every country, all 54 of Africa, on the continent of Africa, every country. Right now, we're dividing Mexico into two districts, into six regions, and 32 states, about five or six states in each region. And by God's grace, we want to begin at least 100 new churches in every state of Mexico. It's 32 states, 3,200 churches. So I'm just kind of a one-man show. So if one guy can do this, just think what can happen if we all just gather together for the gospel. So much could take place. But I'm afraid that we're building empires instead of building God's kingdom. And we've got to build God's kingdom. And together, we can accomplish so much more.
Amen. I agree with that. Thank you, Pastor Dixon, for joining us this morning. I want to invite you to come back and share with us in the next few months what has transpired with Advance and yourself. And maybe you can even preach for us.
I will do it.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week in person, and right here on Freedom 95.